At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is way more common than you think it is.
Okay.
In fact, I promise there are plenty of people listening who have a pair of these next to their outside shoes for exactly what you're about to describe. And it makes perfect sense. And I get that you may think this is weird. But sometimes this is just as much for you as it is the person doing this.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, Kimmy, you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I had a great Thanksgiving. You went out and saw family for Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah, we went to, out of the house.
And we went to, out of the house.
Yeah.
I love their restaurant. Yeah, out of the house.
Like extended side
food. Yeah, no, it's a Chinese Thanksgiving restaurant. Yeah, it's out of the house. Kimmy, part of Thanksgiving is putting on some of your nicer clothing.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Okay, but that can be a problem if you are going to a house that is a shoes-off home.
Yeah,
right?
Which a lot of houses
are. A shoes-off policy. Mm-hmm.
Well, your wife came up with a solution.
Yeah, so she brings a second pair of heels. So she gets, we both get dressed up.
Yeah.
I got a jacket and slacks, you know, the whole nine yards, looking good. And she's, you know, all dolled up. Off we go. And then when she gets there, she reshoes in the door. So heels off, heels on, we're in.
So these are strictly inside shoes?
Indoor
shoes.
I
don't think these shoes have ever been outside.
So that would be indoor shoes?
Yeah, I mean, like, they're like nice, high-end, high-heel shoe.
Okay.
You know, kind of thing.
And you were having a hard time wrapping your head around
it. Because I'm going, what are you doing? Why don't you just leave those shoes on? She goes, well, you can't walk in the house like that.
Well, if it's a no shoe in the house, then.
Right.
Well, what is the home policy of the place you were at?
I think shoes off. But I saw some older people.
Shoes on.
Well, I guess shoes are kind of an issue. Once they get them on, they can't get them off. Because there are some elderly people.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like, you know, so I was sock boy.
Okay.
Which is always weird, man, when I'm like, I got on slacks. Mm-hmm. I got a belt. Nice shirt. I got a jacket on.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing socks. I feel like I'm not dressed.
So why are you finding it weird what your wife did as you describe what you're describing?
Because I see what his confusion is. Because if I'm at a shoes off
house,
I may just take my shoes off because I don't know why they're a shoe off house. Are they a shoe off house because they don't want the dirt inside? Or are they a shoe off house because they don't want my shoes to ruin their floors?
Wait, that's a thing?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Heels will ruin a hardwood
floor.
He's
not kidding. That's why I don't want to assume that it's just for like the dirt purposes.
Or it in the snow.
Yeah, so I will just I'll just go shoes off to be safe.
Okay. So I said to her,
I said.
And I do. I go, you know, they don't know you reshoe because you're out here. So they may think you walked in with them shoes.
Yeah, that would be my fear.
You would almost have to walk in and do a shoe
Hello,
presentation.
Everybody. I am changing of the shoes.
Because if I see you just walking in, I don't know you were out in the foyer or whatever you call it. Changing shoes. It's kind of pointless.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I have multiple people in my family who will do this at a no-shoes house.
So they bring the other shoes. Maybe it's like, all right.
All right, look, there's three simple reasons why this might happen. Reason one is what you just brought up, simple vanity, right? Like, your wife wore an outfit, I'm assuming, that needs shoes.
Yeah, it's a nice, you know, Christmassy outfit.
I have dated
women.
But
I had a nice outfit on.
Yeah, okay. I have dated women, Kimmy, who have gone to places where they were asked to take their shoes off unexpectedly, and they got low-key pissed off because their argument was the shoes or the outfit.
Well, it's also awkward, too, if you're wearing tights, because now I got to walk around shoeless in my tights.
Okay, is that weird?
Kind of. They're very slippery, too.
Okay.
I don't know. I always feel funny, like, if I don't have socks.
The second reason?
Yeah.
Keeping comfy. Bare feet on hardwood floors, even sock feet on hardwood floors, can be a bitch if you're standing on them all night.
Yeah.
They make you sore. Mm-hmm. Your feet get cold. Plus, you're picking up on your socks or stockings or pantyhose or whatever is on the floor that you couldn't leave your shoes on for.
Yeah.
Hasn't everyone else left someone's no-shoes house and the bottom of their white socks are all of a sudden dirty?
Oh, they're gross.
Yeah. All right. So
but that's why I always make sure I wear nice socks to these events.
Yeah, don't wear mismatched socks.
But
if you're not sure.
Good call. But the most important reason why someone would bring inside shoes, and the reason I always assume when I see
bacteria,
gross ass feet.
Oh.
Smelly feet.
Oh.
Big time dude problem.
Hmm.
Either you got to wear super thick socks out of the shower.
Or how about clean your feet?
Well, no, there are men who.
Wait a minute, man. After, you take a shower, your feet reek?
After an hour or two walking around in shoes, your feet start to smell. That's why you would have the clean pair of inside shoes. There is nothing worse.
You ain't kidding.
Someone with terrible smelling feet at a shoes-off function.
It's gross.
If they don't know it's them, it's a million times more difficult because you can't say something.
No.
Right? You can't even drop a hint.
Well, if it's a packed house, I may not know who it is.
You know.
It's the big man.
And if it gets to the point where it's so unbearable and you have to pull that person aside, which
Jesus, is that bad?
I've seen it. But you never see that person again.
I wouldn't want to show my face.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can't. I mean, like,
the smoke alarm's going off.
There are some smells where it's just like, all right, I cannot handle this anymore. Whoever's
but that's pretty rare that you're that reeky.
252 WCMF. I bet you it happens more than you think.
Oh.
Where you go to somebody's
house. You'd have to be wearing some stinky ass shoes.
Or you just don't bathe properly.
There are some people that don't. They're so used to
their own smell.
They don't understand.
Well, that is true.
That's what their house smells like because they walk
around. Well, you can always say, I had garlic last night.
And I rubbed it all over my feet.
Yeah, I put it in my shoes.
252 WCMF. Tommy's wife brought indoor shoes to the Thanksgiving holiday so she could walk around in heels while she was at the dinner. And he was like, blown away by this. I thought this was a common Rochester thing.
And she's done it before. I just never noticed.
I've noticed more if people do bring the shoe change, it's slippers.
Yeah, I see slippers. My family's
a lot of
family.
People have like travel slippers.
But that ain't going to match your outfit, so that ain't happening.
Yeah, but at least you're not barefoot, you know?
Yeah, I got it.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
The only reason to take your shoes off is if they're so bad and so soiled when you come in the door. Your floors are not that important. You own a broom. You own a mop. You own a vacuum.
I'm with them.
Get over it.
Anyway,
it
kills me.
Stop it.
We talked about this earlier. If you got pets in your house, cats, dogs, but I got to take my shoes off if your dog's been outside?
Yeah, but you know when the weather, though, gets really slushy, and, I mean, you don't want people tracking that everywhere.
But that's why you let them keep their shoes on so nobody gets wet socks.
But then you got to, like, kind of mop up after everybody as you go.
Yeah, that's part of having company. You have to clean up after. You have to do dishes. You have to clean up after somebody who's taken a horrible dump, and then you have to mop your floor. Get over it. Anyone who's ever worked or done anything who's dropped something accidentally, you know, and cracked their toe and their nail falls off because of something stupid, you know, you drop something every day. My shoes are on all the time. There is no excuse for it.
He sleeps in
them. Get over yourself. You invited company over. Big deal. Comes with the territory. Shut up. Go Bills. See you later.
Go Bills. Yeah, right. Jeremy. Get them. No, look, I agree with Jeremy.
Yeah, I do too.
But. Just to give you a heads
up. Wouldn't you feel uncomfortable, though, if the host keeps, like, they're not even enjoying their party because they're trying to dry the floors the whole time? I mean, like, I would.
That was my sister-in-law. I had a sister-in-law that was like that. And she did one step further. I think I told you this before, that around an hour into the party, she would leave and go clean all the toilets.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, to make sure if anybody, like, you know, there was a floater or, you know, something. She'd go scrub the toilets.
Why would you have a party then? You got to scrub toilets the whole time.
Bro, because she'd be embarrassed if the toilets didn't look like pristine.
So going back to a point Jeremy made, look, I agree with Jeremy. I'm with you on this. Like, just keep your shoes on. We're having a party.
But your house isn't that special.
Here's the problem. There has been a big push. People that have kids,
they
don't want whatever is being dragged in with their kids crawling around with their
hands. Yeah, that kills me too, because when I'm at Wegmans, your kids are all over the floors rolling around, touching everything, but all of a sudden... I'm Tommy Grimes.
No, that's my brother Ryan. Like he's got the little ones. He's a shoes off strictly house because of the kids. Crowd. Now you got nothing to say, you bitch ass bitch.
Oh, he's a good kid.
Oh, you good? I like the kid. He's a good kid.
He's a good.
He's one of the good ones.
He's the best one of that family.
252-WCMF. So different cultures have different rules for stuff like this.
Well, the Japanese, the shoes off.
Okay, that's the most extreme of them. But what I'm saying is maybe there are some cultures you don't understand or insisting on shoes off.
Oh.
For example, because of where we are situated on the lake here, we have Canadian listeners that will chime in every once in a while. Rob's on CMF. What's up, you crazy Canuck? How are you, buddy?
Go Jays, go Bills.
Go Jays, go Bills. What do you got, Rob?
We've always found that that's an American thing. We call that's an American thing. To that us, that is completely foreign, for lack of a better word.
So you leave your skates on?
Only in the winter.
All right, so Rob, everyone in Canada is shoes off when you go in their house.
Yeah, everybody's shoes off. And Kimmy's right. Slippers is a thing. Especially for women.
Walking around in your socks and Mississauga.
Mississauga socks?
Soggy Mississauga socks.
We see that all the times in commercials and movies, and to us it's like, wow, that's not reality. But I guess you're right. It's an American thing.
Hey, Rob, let me ask. Are you listening on the actual radio or are you listening on the app this morning?
I'm on the radio.
All right, so we're getting over because there are some days where you know it gets cloudy. We just don't come in clear. Where are you in Canada, Rob?
I'm right across the water in Coburg.
All right, well, hey, you guys have a great Canadian morning, and tell all your Canuck friends thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tubby.
All right, there goes Rob. Oh, hey, you know, I tell all the Americans.
I mean, I got to think, like, the worse the weather, like, where you live, the more likely you are to be a shoes-off home.
Because, like, growing up in
just
Florida.
More convenient, yeah.
I mean, you weren't tracking anything in the house.
Yeah, you're not wearing, like, big old snow boots everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I feel the opposite. Yeah, now, obviously, big snow boots, I'm taking the boots off. But, no, like in the wintertime, when it's, like, slushy, it's snowy, I want people to keep their shoes on because there is nothing worse than stepping in a puddle. Because there will be a puddle somewhere, even if shoes come off.
Yeah.
I don't want
because it's always
socks.
That spot right in the doorway.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And there's nowhere to go.
And you're
go.
Trying to, like, dance around taking your shoe one shoe off at a time while not getting your socks wet.
We all forget how stupid we look trying to put our shoes back on while standing when we leave.
Yeah.
It's like Cirque du Soleil, right? Because for some reason...
It's a balancing act.
But we won't...
You feel like a child again for some reason.
And we never sit on the stairs. You won't sit on the stairs. No. You will insist on doing the one-foot flamingo
because
shoe.
Then I got to walk all the way over to the stairs. You know, so, I don't want to track over there if there's water all over the place. Just stay home.
Andrew seems fired up here.
What is he?
Talking shoes in the house. He writes us, Duffy on WCMF. He says, screw shoes in the house. I'm fine with an indoor slipper, but no shoes past the entrance. I keep my floors clean, and there's always going to be a carpet or rug anyway. Most of the world is not a fan of shoes in the house.
Do you want, if you have carpet in your house, I don't want people's shoes on the carpet.
Why? You just get a carpet
shampoo. But it could get like stained and gross.
Oh,
and
my God. That's what owning a house is.
Nah.
What happened to us, man? We used to be a proper country.
Right.
Not like Canada. Those goddamn commies up there keeping their shoes off. No, but like, I don't know, man. Like, part of owning a house is having
to... Don't you feel funny with shoes on a carpet?
No.
I do.
No.
I'm
like,
trying
if
to think
I was
a
at
house...
somebody's house, I'd be like, oh, I shouldn't step on that.
But most people's houses I go to now don't have carpet anymore. Most of it's hardwoods or tile.
It is funny how it used to be, Kimmy. Like, you know, if you went into someone's house with hardwoods, it was like, oh, this is a throwback house. And now I feel that way when I see a carpet.
Yeah.
That used to be a selling point, wall-to-wall carpet.
Yep.
Even in the bathroom.
Do you like mold?
Yes.
You know, there are other things people will do to avoid this altogether.
Stay home?
No, you idiot. Pajama parties.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait, I always thought that was like a sex thing.
No. Does anyone listening?
I don't think I've ever been to one, a pajama party with like
I went to
friends.
One as a kid and it sucked.
No, I meant like, okay, maybe this is when you start to have kids. Like, you know, you show up in your niceties, whatever, for pictures for like Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Then you change?
Yeah, then after everyone
so you
gets
change
stuffed.
At the house?
Some people, so like my brother.
Well, okay, I guess I could see family like on Christmas or something.
But like, okay, so with my brother, he'll host Christmas. We'll just all go over in our pajamas and now we have to get matching pajamas, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But. Like, I've been to parties before where the family will show up in nice stuff, and then everyone gets in pajamas.
I've never
after.
Heard of that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Not with, like, people I'm only, like, acquaintances with.
I get family, but, like at this party I was at.
Right.
It'd
where
be
there's
weird.
People, like, maybe you see once a year, like, I don't want to be in my PJs.
And I don't want to see what you wear, what you think pajamas
are. No, you don't wear, because I sleep naked. You don't know.
No, but, like, some people, I don't
want you're getting, like, matching sets.
If you have noticed lately, if you walk into Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Kohl's, all those places, there are full sections of matching pajama sets with all kinds
for
of
all
different
family members.
For men.
Yeah, exactly. Well, men and women and children.
All right.
So like you can
well,
buy.
Let's say they don't do that. Let's say he's just boxers and tee.
Yeah, that's not everyone understands what the pajama party is.
All right.
Nobody shows up in their underwear.
But you never know.
We just got ours last weekend.
Your matching pajamas?
Yeah. I lucked out because I'm very anti-matching pajamas, but we went Simpsons matching pajamas so I could tolerate it.
Because
you're a matching pajama family now?
Because you're 8-year-old?
So this started last year.
Mm-hmm.
My wife ordered them online without telling me, and I was furious.
Yeah.
But you have to participate.
Yeah, I had no choice.
You have no choice.
And then Ryan, again, my brother, who's a total sucker, who loves all this stupid, you made pajamas, you made fun, keep me out, guys.
I see Ryan with one of them big old pajama sets that has, like, the pocket and everything.
That's your one. Yeah. You nailed it.
The button down.
You nailed it.
It only takes, like, one family member to want to do that, and you don't want to rain on their parade.
Yeah, but it's also that bossy relative that, like, pushes all their traditions on you. Like, you're in the Marines.
Yeah.
We're the sleeping Marines.
But what sucks, too, is when you have little kids,
yeah,
like in the family, the second they hear matching pajamas, everybody's all in. So like, you don't want to look at the kid and be like, shut up.
I get the kid thing, but the adults don't need it.
We'll finish it with this.
Yeah.
Leah writes us, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. I just saw an ad for shoes in the house problem. It's a thing you step on and it wraps the bottom of your shoe in cling wrap.
I've seen this.
If somebody made me do that, I'm leaving. It's too much. So you've
but you get to keep your shoes on. Yeah.
So it's like when you have a guy working in your house, those booty things.
Yeah.
But you just stick your foot in it and it shrink wraps your shoe.
Pretty much.
What if I have a nice shoe on?
Too bad, buddy.
Is that gonna? It's gonna.
Now you're looking like you're going into surgery.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
What happened?
I thought we had a right to be loud and obnoxious.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, we're all going to jail in this room.
Mm-hmm.
But this story suggests it's not the case. Because we have a rare tale where volume and content has put a man in handcuffs.
Really?
Yes, really.
How?
You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story happened right on the edge of where you can hear us.
Okay.
No, not Canada. Seneca Falls.
Oh.
Police were called to a home, for reports of a domestic incident. And there was nothing in the story that indicates the situation got physical.
Okay.
Sounds like it was just an argument. But someone was arrested.
Oh.
Authorities say a 44-year-old man was charged after yelling a vulgar obscenity in a public place.
But wait, he was at his house.
It's okay, so maybe it was outside. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I don't know what. They got him for yelling a vulgar obscenity in a public place.
But you have a right to be vulgar.
Apparently you don't.
What do you mean?
They booked him on disorderly.
You can't cuss?
They booked him on disorderly conduct. And here's the thing. It is not a big time charge, but it is enough to nab him an appearance ticket, and he will have to go to court to sort all this out.
All right.
Now, before we have this discussion, I do want to bring up, remind everybody, we do not know what happened here if the allegations are true. All we have are the allegations that they yelled an obscenity and this man got arrested. That being said, have either of you ever heard of someone being charged with something like this before?
No. Because I thought, why would they? I didn't think it would be there's a law, I guess, just yelling out a curse word.
There is a law against obscenity. Mm. We know that very well.
I mean, I would always think, like, if you're just yelling, like, F you, or you're a huge C, you know, well, I thought you could do that. But with that being arrested.
Yeah, because I thought you got more in trouble if you were, like, threatening
somebody. Yeah.
Like, I thought that's what was going to get you in trouble.
No, yeah, that's menacing or whatever, making a threat. Yeah, no, there is no indication of menacing. It doesn't say he put his hands on someone. There was no accusations of a threat in this story.
You're just saying it's vulgar.
He said something so dirty, according to police, he was arrested.
Because I'm thinking, like, the 1950s and 60s, like, when comedians would get arrested for using, like, you know, Lenny Bruce got dragged off the stage just for cursing.
Yeah.
But I thought, like...
And then flash forward to the late 80s when Tommy was getting arrested, dragged off stage just for being so bad at comedy. And they just wanted to hit him with the clubs. Call that a closer? From a distance, you kind of look black and blue. No, don't you, son of a bitch.
That's the second reference today, that joke.
What you were saying, I'm
sorry. No, so I always thought, like, they did away with those laws when they stopped arresting comedians for being dirty, like, in a nightclub.
Apparently not. So here's the thing.
Wow.
All right, look, I know we're all dying to know what he said.
Yeah.
Because there are a handful of words that can push things over the line.
Well, the big words.
That are shocking.
Is the C word illegal to yell in a public place?
Why would that be any more illegal? I guess.
Look at that C. Here she comes. Watching all the C's go by. Well, outside of the big C, that's the number one.
But
I guess, why would that be any more illegal than another, like the F word or any of the other curse words?
Because it's referring to a private part. Look, I
know what you're saying, but they're all technically curse words.
I think the C is so shocking because there is no male equivalent to that.
But is
word.
It? But it's shocking to us. But like, if you're British, it sounds quite charming.
Yeah,
or you're Irish. You end every sentence.
Yeah,
with it.
There's something about the UK where that sentence is, or that word is okay.
It's kind of cool that you can do that, man.
No, I don't think you should ever be able to say the C word. Like, no, but I don't think you should be arrested. But like, I don't think the C word is ever appropriate ever.
I do.
I have never been in a situation where it's like, wow, that requires the C word.
Well, now you're being a huge C.
Nevertheless.
Yes.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So here's where things get complicated.
Whatever.
Again, talking about this man out in Seneca Falls, 44 years old, who was arrested after yelling a vulgar obscenity in a public place. They got him for disorderly conduct. So charging someone based on saying something obscene is a complicated matter.
Yeah, because it's kind of wide open to interpretation, right?
Kimmy, can you do me a favor and give me the official definition of obscenity in the state of New York? Because if I am not mistaken, it has to be a word, phrase, something that the majority of the community you live in determines is disgusting and offensive.
All right, so it's community standard.
Yes, that's essentially what it is.
Which kind of how radio would operate.
Exactly, but that means there could be things you can get arrested for in one town that would not get you arrested in another.
But that would mean we all got together and created these standards that would go, oh, here's a list of words we will tolerate and not tolerate. We've never done that.
But see, that's what the weird thing is you can't... How would you do that? Would you have an election? Are you okay with the C word? Check the box, yes or no?
Well, I guess you would think of like the town, you just assume they don't like the C word. In other towns, you would think like this town is very highbrow, so they wouldn't tolerate that. Where another town, we use it all the time.
I don't think there's a town that likes the C word. I don't think there's going to be a town supervisor that runs on a pro C word ticket.
I think there are sections of this country where the C word is, they're cool with it.
Okay. So we're getting a lot of...
Like Long Island.
Yeah.
They love the C word.
They don't love the
They love the C word.
All right, so
I've heard it said in mass.
People are writing in, could it have been a racial slur? I'm getting a lot of stuff
Well, that's different.
That
this is vulgar.
Yes, this would be a separate charge for hate speech, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But then again, I'm not entirely sure how this works, since we've never seen anyone arrested for yelling an obscene word.
Mm.
I don't know. Unless it's the volume in which he used it.
Hey,
they got him,
say.
Why would you say it like a 50s game show host? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, Kimmy, do we have a definition for obscenity in the state of New York? Because this is also very important.
It's a long definition. I mean,
but it's widely open to interpretation.
Yeah,
it
would have
to
be. I mean, it's very, like, it's written in, like, very general, so I feel like you could kind of come to your own conclusion.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Because, I mean, think of, like, words that you could never say before. Now they're just...
Okay.
Out there.
Now you sound like a man who is from the 1950s.
Well, I am from the 1950s.
We used to be able to say whatever we wanted.
No, I'm saying you couldn't. I mean, there were words you couldn't say, like on television now, even like on regular, you know, broadcast television that are just out there now.
Sure, sure, sure.
Like, yeah. I can remember the first time you heard a toilet flush, and it was on All in the Family with Archie upstairs. But you never heard a toilet flush before because they wouldn't allow it.
No, I get what you... I do find it funny, right, where that line was drawn, right?
Right, but they drew those lines.
Can't have a toilet flush, can't have black people, consorting with white people.
You couldn't be in bed with your wife. You had to be in separate beds you went to bed.
So that wasn't a...
Even though they just had a kid.
So I kind of assume, based on 1950s TV, that, like, your parents had two separate beds. They had one big bed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, my father wasn't getting up to go bang my mother. He had it right there.
I'm getting obscene as mostly sexual.
Yeah.
Sexually
driven. Well, yeah.
That's always what I assume.
Yeah, the claim. Yeah.
But I guess the F word can be considered that too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's harsh, I mean, especially how you deliver it.
But I don't know, man. Again, like when it comes to
community. I mean, if you stick that K, man.
But like when it comes to community standard, that word does not bother me at all. Has never bothered me. Growing up, I heard
You were allowed to curse in your house.
Well, but it wasn't just in my house. Like where, you know, at school, the town.
Mm.
It's written on the Gatestown flag. Welcome to Gates. Go F yourself. No, like that word doesn't even cause me to like turn my head. You know what I'm saying?
But if your kids use it, it's still going to be awful.
Oh, yeah. No, it ain't happening. No.
Which is weird because you were allowed to do it.
Okay. Yes, I shouldn't have been.
Okay.
I should not have been allowed to. Look, you're right. It is a complicated dance with your kids when it comes to cursing. But I don't want that in my house.
So I don't want that in my house.
Okay, no, I take it back. I have told my girls, although the F word is a word that I will still be like, don't.
Yeah.
Like, with my kids, cursing in the house, if it is warranted for the passion of the sentence, I am okay with.
Okay.
Minus that word in the C.
I am waiting for the day, and I'm not going to encourage it, but I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to let my wife deal with it. Is when these grandkids drop a curse word, because she's going to lose it, and it's going to be adorable. On both ends.
These kids are very anti-cursing these days, the little ones.
Can I
tell you a story?
Why?
My brother's daughter, Georgia, she is 3 or 4.
Got to be adorable.
She is the funniest, cutest little thing. Mm. So she's at my house a lot. So I had gotten off of work a couple of weeks ago, and I get home, and I had gotten an email from work that I was just like, you got to be kidding me. Mm. So I forget that she's standing behind me. She's like 3 feet tall. Not
yeah.
Even. And I go, F, man. Mm. And she goes, hey! She points at me.
Really?
Don't you say F, but she says the word.
Really?
It looks like,
wait, she said the word?
She points at me.
How cute.
Looks me dead in the face. Goes, don't you say F? And I'm like, oh, you're right, George. I'm sorry.
I would start laughing. I couldn't control myself. Because that's so adorable.
252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about the story out of Seneca Falls. A 44-year-old man was charged after police say he yelled a vulgar obscenity in a public place. They got him on disorderly conduct, which is just a violation. It's not a huge charge, but he is going to have to go to court for this. Mm. And we're trying to figure out what you are and are not legally allowed to yell. Unless, again, they just got him for yelling something loud. But if I yelled like cheesesteak super loud, are they going to book me on disorderly conduct?
Maybe. Under the cheesesteak laws.
I guess if you're making noise, that much noise after 10 o'clock or something, is that what's time and place?
But again, it seems like this was happening in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cussing in the afternoon. So pleasant.
Kimmy, is there a word that would offend you so much you'd be okay with someone being arrested for it?
It would have to be like a description of something, like what you are doing that would really be like, I'd be like, whoa.
Well, you'd be okay with them being arrested.
Oh, arrested? No, I still probably wouldn't want them arrested. But if they're just yelling stuff, they're not hurting anybody.
Okay.
It would have to be maybe like a threat of some sort. I may be like, I don't know, are they serious? Or that may warrant a call to the police, but I don't think if they're just yelling something gross, I would say anything.
You know, going back to something you brought up, right? I do think if you're going to have this law, you have to have a list of things that are obscene.
Specific words?
Yes. But then again, like, how do you come up with that list? Because there is not a word that you could tell me where I think you should be arrested for saying it in an aggressive manner.
It's kind of like we're wasting our time here.
Okay, but here's the thing. I mean, you talk about more polite society. I mean, I only live in our world, and we're scumbags.
Yeah. But I will say, like, because we can't talk like that on the radio. So we get creative.
Yes.
And I would say the words we substitute are far more uncomfortable.
I agree.
Than the actual words that we could use.
No, I agree. The FCC really screwed up.
Yeah, but thank you.
But then again, like, you also have to listen to the show on a regular basis to understand what we're saying.
Code words.
But some of it are pretty...
Batch.
Well, what else you batching?
That doesn't even make sense.
Batch is batch,
if
baby.
If you don't listen to the show and I go, what else you batching? Nobody knows what that means.
Let's see.
And there are things that Tommy talks about sometimes where we immediately get uncomfortable, even though he's not saying anything technically wrong, like when he talks about like teenagers and...
Oh, no, that's wrong. Anything he says about teenagers is wrong.
Well, you get uncomfortable anytime
when you talk about how you were as a teenager or things like that, and I'm like, ugh, but at the same time, I guess it's not illegal.
No, but you get uncomfortable when I just talk about a woman's body in general.
Yep.
And like, I, as an old man, I'm not allowed to get aroused by a firm young female.
Yep, see? Said nothing wrong, technically, but
no,
it's
gross. Everything he said was wrong.
Can't, yeah.
All right, if we were going to have a list of three words that should be technically illegal to say
in the public, big three?
What are the big three?
Well, number one, Alabama is the C word.
Okay. What's two?
Two.
Could you outlaw the F word? Is there an argument to keep the F word in if we're going to do this whole, this is obscene?
So F word.
Would it be? I'm asking you.
If you outlaw the F word, what are you supposed to yell out when you drop something on your toe?
Freak. Damn it.
Carry the same weight.
Look, I agree with you, and that's why curse words exist. I am very pro curse words because there are some things in life that require that amount of passion.
Yeah. The statement needs it.
Yes, but again, in polite society, what is the argument for keeping the F word out of obscenity?
Keeping it out?
Yeah, well, I'd like to say, no, we need the F word legally. on a daily basis.
I think we do.
Why? Give me an argument.
All those funny t-shirts.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Can you
F Kansas City. Saw that shirt yesterday at Bill Gray's.
Can I get arrested for wearing a t-shirt that says the C word on it?
Oh.
Wait, the whole word?
Yeah. Just a t-shirt that says that word.
Oh.
Not that I would. I don't know where I would wear that.
So, there was a woman that had a radio show down in Nashville.
Okay.
And we know her name is Beth Donahue.
Yes.
And she's the reason I got this job. So she got a radio job down there, and she was at a female station, and she went out on her own dime and made bumper stickers and shirts to promote her show that said slut. And I would say slut is a very harsh word to call a woman.
Yeah.
So I would say, I would go the C word. And then I would put slut number two.
No, I think, no, you only...
Slut.
But here's the thing.
Because it's so harsh.
I agree with you, but if she's reclaiming it for herself, because that's what she's doing there.
Funny thing, no woman bought that shirt. Or the bumper sticker that says slut on it. I would say calling a woman a slut is right up... You're on the C green.
It does hit hard.
Okay, but here's the thing.
I think it hits harder.
Yeah.
Ah, then the C word?
Yes, because a slut implies what you are actually doing. You are a loose woman.
Okay,
Whereas C, you could just be annoying.
But it's more like calling somebody a bitch, you know?
But all right, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When it comes to reclaiming these words, because Kimmy, remember when we were in high school, and I don't know if these are still a thing, like there would be those tank tops that they would say like slut on them and girls would buy them and wear them around?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Where were you?
I thought this was unique to Beth Donahue on the radio.
No.
There was slut t-shirts at school.
Yeah, had your mother's face on it and everything. There was a hole cut out where her mouth was. It was very strange.
Is that where the batch was?
I can't believe that she signed off on her name and likeness. No, but Kimmy, there has been another trend, and I don't know if this is over now, where women are serving C.
Yeah.
Explain to me what that means, because women are like, I am out here. They're reclaiming the C word, Kimmy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like you could use any of those words in a way that almost says like I'm fierce. Yes,
okay.
I'm trying to think of another word to use in place, but it's more so like if I'm calling somebody that,
I get it.
It gives it a whole other meaning.
I understand, but yeah. I mean, that's, I'm trying to draw a difference between yeah. like when you're right. If you were to call a woman a slut, that is extremely harsh and inappropriate and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Whereas
you're going to light up a room.
Whereas Beth or any other woman yeah. using it in her own context, it doesn't have the same
okay.
context.
All right.
Yeah.
She's but so black and white with
it. Well, I just it would be weird hearing a woman say that.
Why? She's comfortable with it. What's
I'm
the problem?
I'm such a slut. I mean, oh man, I was out with my sluts last night drinking slut wine. What are you down? Oh, I'm going down to the slut bar. You see, I can't say it.
No, because you're saying it not
know,
in that context, you idiot.
This is the most we've ever said it.
No, but how could you make that less harsh?
Well, when it doesn't come out of your mouth. I think it helps.
My old man mouth.
Yes.
All right. What do you say it?
What? I don't want to say it.
You don't want to say it.
I don't know
it
why.
Bad.
It is hard to say.
It's
as a
horrible
woman.
Word.
It is. It sounds harsh.
I think
even
I,
if you're
I,
calling yourself.
No, but now you're
not
trying
that
to
I
force
think about
her
it,
to say
I
it.
I put it above the super.
No, I sure do.
I sure do.
No. That, bro, that is the mother effer King
I'm
Kong's.
I'm kind of with him on this.
What?
I do think that. It has a different meaning to it. Like mm-hmm. if you're calling somebody that.
Okay.
Have any sluts
like
sent
you could be a C word.
Tommy's mom writes us. Oh.
I think the C word here's what it is. The C word is more about your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Calling somebody a slut is calling them something
a whore.
Yeah, like you know
that doesn't get paid.
Okay.
Calling out your actions, I
yeah.
guess.
Okay.
Like you're a yeah. loose moral person.
Okay.
And that can only be directed at females.
But then why are we able to say that on the radio? And if we were to say the C word, they would literally put our stuff in a box in the first 30 seconds and walk us out the door.
Oh, here comes the bus now. I don't know.
Thank you, FCC.
Whew.
All right, let's take a break. How about just on the, to err on the side of caution, don't call anyone any of those
things.
How about
things? Just be nice to people?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, be kind.
Yeah.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I told you this was going to happen.
Oh,
I
yeah.
warned you last week this was going to happen and get ready for
Somebody got paid off, man.
Paid off?
That's a bribe.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The Genesee Brewery Keg Christmas Tree has been named the number one Christmas tree in America.
So think of all the great trees.
Yes.
The one Rockefeller Center.
Yep, beat that one.
The one, the White House.
Beat that one.
What am I?
The Galleria in Dallas, that's like a massive famous one.
Okay.
It beat that one.
Every major city has a ginormous tree. Chicago, Miami.
Dallas had two in the top 10. They were both beaten. The one in Boston, I never wanted to say this, Faneuil Hall. It's an Irish name, and I never know how to say it the right way. Doesn't matter. The bottom line is this. Of all of the Christmas trees in America, Newsweek has named the keg tree at the Genesee Brewhouse
the
a number
pile
one.
Of junk next to the Brown River wins it all, baby.
It is now the most famous Christmas tree in America.
All right, look at that. People will flock to the cans.
How many Christmas trees are lit up near a waterfall, a downtown waterfall?
Yeah, but you make it sound nice till you see it.
It is. It's beautiful. It is beautiful.
It's a can next to an ass crack.
Okay.
That's what it is, man.
Shut up.
It's one of the ugliest parts of the city.
It is not. It's one of the most beautiful parts of the city. It is a gorge with a waterfall. They are opening soon a park, a state park down here.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's, I mean, to me, it's a joke.
I know you don't get it, but it gets bigger and bigger every year.
It's an industrial pile of booze.
Look, if you want your business or idea to be successful, just have Tommy crap on it into a microphone, because everything he craps on just keeps going, Christmas Holiday Village sucks. Tommy's even playing sucks. It sucks. You know why this is so special?
No.
It's not some big corporate thing. And I know
it's a corporate thing. It's a Genesee brewery.
It sounds stupid.
It was like a bunch of homeless guys created it to sleep on.
I know that sounds stupid because it is attached to the Genesee brewery that makes
it's
all
their
kind of corporate
thing.
Beers. What I mean is this isn't sponsored by some billion-dollar brand. This isn't put up as a tourist trap to get people to shop in department stores like New York City or Washington or whatever. It is a silly, totally organic, fun thing that just took off.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There is absolutely...
But it's attached to a business and a bar.
I understand, but there's no pressure to it.
No.
Right? Like, when they put up the tree in Rockefeller Center, that is a tourist draw to go make money for all those businesses that are around there. Right? They have to go find the perfect Christmas tree in upstate New York, and there's a whole documentary filmed every year about finding the tree and where the tree came from. It's low stakes, it looks great in a selfie, and you can grab a beer while you're there.
Hey, look at that.
What more do you need?
Listen, man, have your fun. It isn't the best looking thing.
Okay.
It's ugly.
But you're not, like, you don't care about Christmas trees anyway, so why do you care that it's an ugly Christmas tree?
I'm pissed off that it won. Beat
why?
Out all the beautiful trees in beautiful areas of this fine country of ours.
You mean those beautiful trees they cut down to,
yes.
to decorate and throw away in like a month?
Right, like you're supposed to do.
Okay.
As tradition.
Like in America.
Yes, right.
If you want to go check out the keg tree lighting ceremony, it is on Friday at the Jenny Brewhouse. The event's from 6 to 9, live music, food truck, specialty drinks. Also new this year.
Wait, there's more?
They have partnered with Donuts Delight.
Ooh.
Donuts Delight will be debuting the limited edition keg tree donut. You ready for this? Described as a honey bun flavored donut infused with keg tree cinnamon ale. And you can get those at the Jenny Brewhouse and Donuts Delight until December 5th.
Ooh. Look at
He's
that.
Not going to appreciate a donut.
Donut and a beer.
No, but I'm saying it's also helping another local
right.
business.
This is good. This is so good.
I don't see what the negative is. Like, you keep crapping all over it, but you can't give me one negative.
I just can't believe it works.
So you're mad that it's successful.
Yes, I don't get it.
You can't really...
Do they
like why you're mad?
So I know they light it. Then do people go down there like every night and just look at it?
Yeah, yeah. It's an attraction.
Yeah. I mean, like,
they
just go down there.
The light up night's the big night.
Yeah.
I get that one, but like... Saturday night, is people just down there looking at it?
Yes, it will bring people.
Probably going to eat instead of the bar.
I get that, but do people go down there just to look at the goddamn
thing? I don't know. I'm sure there
are
people.
It has to be.
I'm sure there are people that will do that. Although, it is.
Maybe they don't. They know it's going to be so busy that first night that maybe they'll try again the next few weekends.
Again, 252 WCMF, the Genesee Keg Tree was named the number one Christmas tree by Newsweek in America. It beat out the one at Rockefeller Center. It beat out the Washington National Christmas Tree. They are in competition, the keg tree, with the Rock Holiday Village, which is also a massively popular thing to do on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Kimmy, could you look when the Rock Holiday Village kicks off?
I think it's this weekend.
Is it this weekend it starts?
So much to do.
There really is so much
to do. I'm surprised if any other companies haven't tried to copy it yet.
Well, what else could you
Listen, you wouldn't think that. But, I mean, other companies have things. They go, man, if we stack this up, it'll look like a tree. We'll put it outside. It's popular.
Well, you can't do it twice in the same community.
No, but you could do it around the country. Like, because you say they were the first to do this.
I did not say that.
Oh, I thought you said it was...
No, nobody said that. You just made that up.
All right. I don't know.
They were the first people to stack things in a triangle?
No, like you make a tree out of like their product.
I know. Nobody said that.
There are plenty of businesses that do
it. How would we be able to confirm nationally?
Well, you would say, because they would in this article, they would point out other companies that have tried to do these things.
They have not done that in this article.
Well, that's a lousy article.
I guess it is
entirely... They go down and talk to the people at the tampon factory?
Tampon tree?
Yeah.
You'd only need the green coloring.
Yes, the Holiday Village kicks off this Friday.
Okay. So, yeah, like it will be in the keg tree will be in competition with the Rock Holiday
Village. Well, I'm assuming if you go to that keg tree, you're probably going to the village.
Yeah,
but you're making your douchey rounds.
I hate you. I hate you.
You will be there. You're going to be at one of those at some point.
No, we did that. We did the holiday there.
Oh, you're only going to do it once?
Oh, God.
One time?
Froze my ass off.
Oh, no. Bro, there's fire everywhere in an indoor spot. You're an idiot. If you freeze your ass off,
you mean
it's
the
your
same
fault.
Thing I got at my house?
Oh, no.
A fireplace, a cocktail?
Is that joy? Look, man, when I was a kid, the only thing there was to do in the wintertime was go sledding. That was the only thing I was
like. Skating.
No, in Rochester, period. It was. You're right. Skating on ponds or sledding, and you couldn't skate on ponds at night because if you fell in, you were going to die.
Mm.
So. Yeah, the fact that there is now all of this stuff to do.
It is great.
During the holiday season, it...
It is. It is. It keeps the economy going.
No, it's not even about the economy. It's something to look forward to during the holiday season in our community. You know, you sat here and...
We used to look to the birth of Christ, and that's all we needed.
Shut up, you agnostic bitch! 15 years ago when we started this show, you would sit and crap on this community. Nothing to do. Nobody's got anything to do. Now there's all this stuff to do. Too much to do. I don't want to do any stuff.
Go sit in an igloo and drink cider.
Okay.
Well, you'd be warm.
Yeah.
Just because you can't afford an igloo does it have to be to get mad at me?
My wife can afford an igloo.
Yeah, you ain't invited, though, you bitch-ass bitch.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.